We didn't play as well as what we have been playing today. We've been playing very, very well. And today, I'd say we were just a little bit, just underneath the level to where we have been. There's plenty of crosses went into the box, but we didn't get on the end of any of those. We were second to far too many. Our set play delivery was good today, but the Luton centre half dominated everything aerially. And, you know, set plays at this level, and at any level, are crucial and key. But we didn't manage to capitalise on the amount of opportunities we had. Corners, wide free kicks, and near the end, the long throws. But, I'd say it was frustrating, really.
Yeah. I think when I saw you walking across the pitch at the end, you looked like a frustrated figure rather than angry. You weren't angry, frustrated.
No, I'm not angry. These players have been fantastic for Barnet. We've had a really good run of form, and these players have done fantastic. There's no doubt about that. Today we were just a little bit below the standards we've set, but they're a really professional, honest, hard-working group of players. I enjoy working with them. And today I think they would be the first to say we weren't quite up at the level that we normally play to. That's with the ball, without the ball, in both boxes, I'd say. And when you come to a club like Luton, then you've got to have everybody on it.
It's a good sort of, as you say, an example for maybe everyone to look at, you know, for the players to look at and say where you want to be, because Bradley's just made the point. Barnet are a year behind Luton. You know, Luton came up last season. That was their first season back up. Barnet, this is your first season back up. And so that Luton are slightly more advanced, aren't they, in that respect as well, just when it comes to experience back in the Football League?
Yeah, there's that. And there's also a couple of million quid probably difference from the squad and what they've got to what we put together. We need to have everybody, as I said earlier, we need to have everybody on our game. Luton have got good players. They've signed some good players. They've paid big money for some good players. And when we come here, everyone in our squad has got to be absolutely on their game. Else, if not, you'll see some of those individuals turn an average game into a match-winning performance, and that's what they did today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as a coach, you look at areas for improvement. You look at areas to work on. From a positive, though, when you actually turn around, you talk to your players. What do you say that you saw today? And you thought, well, I'm going to praise you for this.
Well, at 1-0 in the second half, I think you would agree, we were at the majority of the play,
yep,
up this end of the field.
Jonah Kennedy had the chance as well,
which was probably
your best move of the game. Five or six passes.
Got cross.
Clark was sharp, wasn't he, down the right flank? He was impressive today. That was a big moment, I thought. 1-1, and the crowd might have turned, and you might have been in the ascendancy.
But that all changes. But, Brad, I thought in the first half, we also had several crosses going across the near post, going across a six-yard box. We never got anybody on the end of. You know, those chances, we've got to take those chances, and the game changes. Overall, in the positives, the players have done really well. We've had a tricky testing start. We didn't win that many games. We've made some changes to the team. These players beat Blackpool last week 2-0, and we absolutely dominated from start to finish. Man for man all over the pitch, we were superior. Today, I don't think we were quite in that mode. If we were, we would have come here and won here handsomely, but it wasn't to be. And we march on now to the next one.
Mm. So it's a case of, I mean, these things happen. You can get days like this, can't you? Especially, you know, at this level, that there is, you see it with all teams. All teams can have a day where things are not quite where you want it to be. They just drop off 5-10% and it makes a difference.
It does make a difference. And I know you say at this level, but it's the same even at the top level. If they're not quite on their game, individuals just half a yard short, you know, it happens. I very much doubt anyone expects us to go through League Two for the duration, unbeaten. So we're going to have to take a few on the chin. Today we've been beaten. I shook everyone's hand from Luton and said well done. And I look forward now to when they come to us. And when they come to us, we're going to play better than that.
And you're going to look to get that win. That's what you want, the win over Luton.
Yeah, well, Barnet apparently have never ever beaten Luton. And I think Luton today fully deserved to keep that stat going. They deserve to win. We were second best. And now when we go to the next game.
And just in regards to your squad, the loan window stays open for a little bit longer. January comes and that's some way off. Do you look to freshen up any more? Or you go with this group for now? You're happy with what you've got?
Well, I've already made some changes recently. Nicky Bailey's joined us and he's getting back to full fitness now. The young lad Clark on the right wing, who's swapping wings, he's got a bit of pace and done really well for us. So a few changes have been made, a few players that weren't playing are now into the team. And will we bring in anybody in the loan market? No. I've got enough players, or more than enough players. We've got a game in the Middlesex County Cup, or whatever it's called, on Tuesday night. Players that didn't play will play in that. And then on Thursday morning, we'll have a review of what we've got, and then we'll see who's going to play next week.